stocks in the U.S. are rising today, buoyed by the report that the number of people seeking unemployment fell below 400,000 for the first time in 4 months because of fewer layoffs. The good economic news in the U.S. helped move European stock markets up as well. Still, President Sarkozy of France and Chancellor Merkel of Germany, Europe's two largest economies, have both canceled sacred August vacations and announced they'll meet next week to discuss Europe's debt crisis. Investor worries over the exposure of U.S. banks to European debt are part of what's behind the steep drops on Wall Street, with U.S. bank stocks particularly hard hit. So let's get an update on that first today. Aline Van Dyne is U.S. Markets Editor for the Financial Times. And Aline, you know, the analysis we're reading is that this financial crisis seems like 2008, but that was housing. This is European debt. So just explain this web. When U.S. investors worry about French economy, it would seem obvious, you know, maybe the French owe the U.S. money or they own bonds in flailing countries like Greece and Italy. Is that the tension?
Yes, that's definitely part of the tension. Just looking back a little bit further, remember that growth expectations for the US and for the global economy have actually come down very sharply in recent weeks. So that already has put stock markets on a very negative course. And against that backdrop of uncertainty about growth, the renewed concerns about the exposures to debt in Europe, whether it's French banks being exposed to Greek, Italian, and Spanish government bonds, or U.S. banks being exposed to those bonds, those concerns are adding to the already slow indications of growth that the market has had to absorb.
Well, yesterday we saw the huge plunge in U.S. stock. Earlier today, all sorts of doom and gloom, but now stocks up a little again. Besides the good news on fewer layoffs here in the U.S., what else are investors reacting to?
Well, investors are very, very jittery, so they're really reacting to whatever the latest bit of information there is. Today it was the jobless claims data, but it's very difficult to get a strong conviction about the strength of the economy just on one piece of data. So the point about the markets now is that investors are really jumping around in a very jittery manner. Volatility is very high. And so they just grasp onto the latest bit of information, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it will have a lasting effect. In fact, yesterday we saw exactly that, or this week we've seen that. After the Federal Reserve, the FOMC said that it would keep interest rates at near zero levels for 2013. Until 2013, first stocks fell, then they rallied sharply. The next day they fell again. Yeah. Investors just don't really have any certainty about what the macroeconomic outlook looks like, and that's reflected in these jitters.
Same here. We understand that stocks shot up after the Fed here announced they'd keep the interest rates low, but then dropped back down again because on closer examination, investors said, wait a minute, they also said that's because the economy was going to be bad for a couple of years. So reacting back and forth. But meanwhile, just briefly, what about some of these other factors? You know, you're talking about jitteriness. French officials say it's all based on rumors and emotion. And others are saying it's computers. The fact that a lot of these buys and sells are now just automatic on computers. So computers are just reacting to flags and going off to the races.
Yeah, I think whenever there is market volatility and whenever you see plunges, especially in the financial sector stocks, there is a tendency to blame rumors. And of course, rumors are a factor, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are the root cause. We saw a lot of those kinds of comments in 2008, remember, when the U.S. banks were really under pressure. In terms of the rapid fire trading that has become very dominant in the markets, that does... it has shown that it can accelerate the speed of moves, but behind those computers, there are still people. So people are still trading and making decisions, making investment decisions. Definitely, there is a debate to be had whether the increased use of computers and the speed of trading increases the speed at which prices move from A to B. But I think it's pushing it a little bit far to say that's the cause of the declines.
Right. Aline Van Dyne, U.S. Markets Editor for the Financial Times. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you.